Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. All I want to do is rock out on a Tuesday. Good morning.
Yep.
God, you know me so well. You just know exactly what I want to hear at the exact right time. There it is. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's going to rain today, apparently.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You know, look, great. We need the rain. I wish
we
it would snow in Tahoe, but, rain is what we need.
There was snow, too. It's such a bummer that is going to wash that away.
Gets all watered down.
Want to hear something trippy?
Yeah, always.
So yesterday... I got done here.
Yeah.
And then it takes... I have to learn lessons. I just don't. I don't know why, but it's so hard to get out of here when the little kid is running around following me everywhere.
Mm.
Stay. Oh, God, kid. I'll be back. Don't worry. And I have hours to spend with you, but I got to get out of here. So anyway, I did finally get out, and I go to the beach, and there's super high tides. I don't know if the city is like flooding at the moment, Nicole. If you haven't seen,
not yet.
They're the king tides, right?
Yeah. You seeing? Is it wet down there, Sarah? I'm not sure.
It is wet down there.
Okay.
We're getting some high tides.
Yeah. So. I don't know what that it was
flooding.
There is. There's
the
major flooding.
In
it's
down
gonna
there.
Happen in the
Ooh.
City.
All right.
Ooh.
It just comes right over onto the roads. It's kinda crazy.
It's, yuck.
Anyway, so the water was super sandy and murky and I was it's kinda hairball because I don't know why I think it's better if I can see something coming.
It is better, that's why. Plus, like, I don't know, there's something about like murky water. Ugh.
There's something about the face coming straight out at you.
Oh, like, oh! Did a face come straight out at you?
No,
or you just were imagining that.
I went out and it wasn't great, but it was just this is my time. I have a window. I got to use it. Yeah. I'm gonna be doing, full on dadding here in a couple hours. So I got
soon enough.
Right. So anyway, my buddy. Like the next beach over, they did see a shark and they all cleared the water.
Oh.
And I didn't, unbeknownst to me, I'm out there by myself in this one spot that was super sandy. So when I got out, I got the text and was like,
this is like it's my worst nightmare because I think about it, you're such a danger boy,
That's
like,
I'm not
going to do something. You are.
People will say, aren't you afraid of, yes, I'm afraid of sharks. Yes, absolutely. They're out there. Absolutely. Mm. But I don't want to see one. Ever.
Well, right. You don't want to, but you're putting yourself in their path.
I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to get some exercise.
Try a treadmill.
I do that. Believe me, there's a difference in how much fun you have on one versus the other.
Couldn't you like set up a little iPad and just watch surf videos while you ran on a treadmill? Wouldn't that be safer overall?
I could do that. I could even, specify shark-free surf videos.
Yes, just like with crazy, great surf music and stuff.
Sure. Anyway, that was just a trippy moment. And then I went and the hard part of my day started right after that. Because then I went and Well, I came home.
I want to say something to you because I know it's not helpful now, and I've been through the whole, oh my God, these kids are Klingons, and I can't get away. Before you know it, Vinny, you will not be able to surf alone because your girls will go with you.
That'd be great.
And they're going to love it, and you're going to be the old man, and they're going to be, you know, doing circles around. Like, it's before you know it. Like,
it goes fast. I know. It does.
I'm not.
This has been.
Doesn't really help you right now.
No, this has been super hard, and it's not something I would have knowingly. But no one would have knowingly said, hey, let's have a pandemic and stay inside for a year.
Yeah. No, this I've actually started signing off on. When I write people a letter, I write, you know, COVID sucks, Sarah. That's because it's something we can all kind of get behind, you know?
You bet. Absolutely.
It's like warmest wishes.
Yeah, so I got home.
Love always. COVID sucks.
I got home and did the baby thing, and
she's fun, though, right? I mean, are you throwing her down the hall on the skateboard still? And
well, yes, but yesterday was like, all right, I'm back. We're going to have some. I made everybody lunch. And then.
What'd you make?
What did I make? I forget. I don't know.
Because your kid can't have bread. Like, how are you making stuff?
No. The older kid has very specific things that I can feed her, and the younger kid often just eats. If I have macaroni, she has macaroni. If I have, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's sort of how that goes. But I tried to get her down for a nap. I laid down with her. I'm laying there just quietly. It's actually not the worst thing in the world, although I do have a moment where I'm like, it's the middle of the day. And I'm laying on the floor in my kid's room.
Many times I would start to fade trying to get my kid to take a nap. Meanwhile, they're all touching your face, pulling your ear, rubbing your head. Like, oh my God, just go to sleep, you little wonderful child.
I escaped at one point with the old, I have to go to the bathroom, I'll be back.
Oh, right.
Next thing I see, this kid's naked. All her stuff's been thrown out of her crib. It's on the little camera that I'm watching, and I'm just like, all right, no nap today. Super. So yesterday was a longie.
No nap days are not the best.
Nope. No.
How old is she? Just turned two?
She just turned two. I just started running her around the block. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just turned three.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, you got to burn that off somewhere.
We're going for a walk. Let's go.
By walk, you mean we'll get 20 feet down per hour.
Yesterday, I don't know what got into her, if she got into the coffee or what, but she ran. She was like, try to catch me, and just takes off running. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to catch you. I'm going to let you keep going.
Yeah,
we did that around the whole block once. And it's a long block. Or I don't know if blocks are different sizes, but this one's
sure,
big.
Whatever the circle is. Whatever.
Sure.
The...
So she made a big run for her. I was surprised.
You got some hills to run her up in there?
There's a little bit of a hill, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yep. Good.
Yeah. Solid. And then I gave her a bath. That's always my move if I can't think of anything else to do.
Right.
Let's go take a bath. Mom would be stoked. Got her. You're clean and you're ready for bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the bath they'll play. It's like the bath. Yeah. What could be more fun than a cup full of water dumped over your head?
And they're captive, it's... so I can play music for them, and they have to hear stuff other than this. You know, not that I don't love Moana or Frozen, but it's my time to see. Here, you're going to hear the Red Hot Chili Peppers right now.
Or suck my kiss, kid.
Well, actually, I do play that for them. And there's a day, everyone. Should I take a bow? Because that was a day. That's a day in coronavirus world.
Yeah. Well, for a lot of people, that's just a day, period, right? I mean, sometimes you don't even notice that coronavirus is happening because you're like, no, this is pretty much what a Saturday looks like. My kids are on top of me the whole day.
Yeah, I'd like to expect more, but you're right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I do not envy you. Every time I watch, I hear your stories and I see Eddie F's posts on Instagram, and I'm just like,
Eddie's got it way harder than me. Harder.
Dude, I think he might. I think he might have it the hardest of anyone. Like that little girl.
No, it's not you think. Trust me, that guy has it. His oldest daughter is as sprung as they get.
Honestly, like, I don't know how they don't just have a jungle gym room in there. Like, get in there and just go bananas. She throws raves at 7 in the morning.
throws Rafe.
She does. He goes, he walks up to her door. He's like, what is going on? And he looks in. The lights are off. She's flashing these lights on. Her brother is spinning her. Her two-year-old brother's just spinning around in a circle laughing. And
I
she is bonkers off the like bed to the walls.
No,
to the
bouncing. She's a bouncer.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just like, this is how it happens. This is it every day. God, it just seems exhausting.
Anyway,
and she's a screamer too. Like she'll just be screaming a high pitched, keening. Just like that's the noise that she makes at all times. Oh boy, yeah. Whew. Thank God they don't live around here because you know you'd be hanging out with him and that wild woman that he's a little girl.
Well,
that he's got.
Yeah. I right now there's just not a lot hanging. I mean, I wish that were the case. Actually, him and I would have a lot of fun. We could take those two girls surfing and we'd you know. We'd get their energy out.
I think she'd be a bad influence on Isla. Isla'd be like,
yeah.
That's what Izzy does.
I don't envy him at all. That's,
no.
His situation's very hard.
It is nice to look over the fence into somebody else's bad time, though. You know, it's like, oh, well, I kind of like what I got going on. I have this handled, you know.
Well, we have neighbors. Couple doors down, our neighbors have four kids. So there's another welcome to difficulty.
Yeah.
Four
young
kids.
So many, right. It's right, especially if you didn't leave some time in between, because sometimes you have four kids and like, you know, the oldest one, you can just go, you're in charge and I'm going to take a nap. You know. But if they're like, you know, six, four and a half, three and a baby. No.
I don't know. Well, anyway, I do know that I, as hard as I feel like I have it, I know it's not as, and I even question whether I should share because I know
that
there are people go. Look, I read a story in the paper the other day where this lady, she's got kids. She's, and this is about sort of the coming rent problem. There have been a lot of people who've lost their jobs who haven't been able to pay rent, and a lot of landlords who are like, I get you got problems, but I also have
a mortgage
problems.
To pay that.
And
you
I know there are
slum
lords, and that's a different story, and they're wrong, and that's bad. But, you know, for a regular person who's just like, yeah, that's a business. That's not, I can't give people free places to stay.
Right.
To sell that if I can't get money for back for, you know, whatever. Anyway, this lady lost her job, has four kids. And had been hoping to be able to buy her own place, and now all her plans are, you know, toast. And you read that, and you just go, okay, it's not. At least I can still go to work.
I know. Yes, 100%. I know.
There's way worse.
It is truly. It's a difficult time to complain.
Right.
You know, and complaining is one of my favorite things. So it's, you know, you feel kind of bad, like, oh, I'm complaining, and then you look over the fence and there's the lady who's about to lose the place.
Well, and you also, you definitely feel like if we've got our health, then we're lucky and good.
Yeah. If you're breathing, you're rich.
Right now, in fact, I'll tell you guys, I don't mean to tease bad news, but we're dialing back big today. Today's the day.
Yep.
It's happening. It's not a warning. It's no more indoor dining, no more this, no more that. It's happening.
So much
today.
For my 200-person birthday rave this weekend.
Yeah, that's over.
By the way, so Vinny sent me a little birth. Thanks, Vinny. Vinny sent me a Patagonia gift card. I go on there. I'm looking at her. I'm like, oh, my God. I almost, you know, you sent me X amount, and I found a thing on there for $350. And I was like, oh, I really want those shoes.
Oh, I'll buy that for you.
No. Don't be. I already used your card. But it was so funny because I'm like, this is how they get you. You know, somebody buys you a gift card. And you go on there and you're like, you know what I really want? It's just to spend twice as much.
You should. Well, you should. I would have totally,
oh my God.
Quoted you the difference or you
don't
could have spent
be ridiculous.
The difference.
Oh, I wouldn't have even brought it up. But I thought you were going to say that. No, you were incredibly generous. And I, of course, you know, as I'm looking, because I got to look at everything. I got to see.
Well, sure.
You know.
Patagonia, you know what? Can I say the reason I give Patagonia is because they're one of those companies that say, after you've used something, send it back. We'll either give it to someone or we'll reuse it.
Right.
Like they really do back up there and we'll give you a discount on your new thing for your old thing. That's a really profoundly great way to recycle.
Isn't that called a B Corp too when your focus is not, it's not that you're not a for-profit company, but that your whole attitude is toward, I don't know, conservation. And there's like a certain kind of corporation.
I don't know about the classification, but they're that. Whatever that
right.
is, they are that.
The good ones.
Yeah. Well, I like it, and that's why I gave it to you. And frankly, it was quite embarrassing that I specifically didn't send it on the day of your birthday because I thought if it's not there, then I'm going to have this embarrassing thing where I'm like, hey, did you? And sure enough, I ended up having to do that anyway. I don't know.
Well,
why
it's
you didn't
funny.
Get it.
Right. Because I guess you sent it to me maybe Sunday. And then I think you were nosing around like, hey, did you get that one thing?
They sent me a confirmation that you got it.
Oh, yeah. So I couldn't find it. And then I had to, you know how what a mess my email is. So I on my phone,
yes,
I get certain things and it won't save certain things. And then other things, like my thing is automatically throwing things into different folders. Like it says that stuff that I haven't even looked at is red. Like I don't know how to fix it and I just don't care that much. Like F it, if I can figure it out. So I got to the third computer and I was like, oh, there it is in the junk mail.
Oh, boy.
Like, this is the computer that assigned it to, like, for some reason, I can't find it anywhere else. I don't know why, Vinny. I really don't.
Well,
but in the end, I found the thing and moved it to my inbox, and then I was able to use it.
Good.
Yeah, so
I'm
thank
glad.
You. And I got a beautiful pair of flowy pants with a high waist.
Oh.
I know. I'm very excited. When I get them, I'll wear them and show
okay,
them to you.
Good.
In a olive green.
Double nickels. It's a big week.
It's not double nickels, Vinny. It's
what?
Not. It's a nickel and four pennies.
Oh,
it's not.
54.
Yes.
Sorry.
Don't make me any older than I already am. I feel like I've been playing the role of an old woman for quite some time, and now it's like, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Although, you know, it is really, it's a funny thing, time, because if you had told me when I was 30 and I got, you know, I think we were like 28 and 30 or something when we
yeah.
signed on to Alice, and that was, you know, yay, we're... Here we go. If you told me that I'd still be doing this job at 54 and then I'd be totally cool with myself, like I really figured, oh, by the time I'm 54, I'll be totally over me, you know, like, oof, old lady. Like, I feel like, you know, it's like life is good. It is truly just a number. And the kids who are in there, shut up, Nicole. I see you cackling. But it's true. Like, you're still you, and you're still, you know.
What is she laughing about?
She's just,
I wasn't
you know,
laughing at that, I swear.
Yeah, right.
54. Oh,
no. I know. I was laughing.
Yeah, sure, you feel
no,
the
I was us. Laughing at what Sarah said to me last Friday, where I'm basically an old lady like her.
Yeah, she's an old lady, 30 years younger than I am. But it's hilarious, because she's just like, eh. I don't really care about that. Well, I don't really want to go out.
Why do you say though? Because she's not able to go out right now, or because she's comfortable?
No,
because
she wakes up. Well, both really. I mean, she's you know she told me that she woke up Saturday morning to a bunch of texts from her friends going, "Hey, we're doing this or that or whatever," and she was asleep at 8:30, so she didn't get any of that. She's just like, I was like, "Oh, that's too bad." She's
like, oh man, I missed it.
Yeah. Oh well. Oh well, I was home. I was, you know. I just off to bed.
You're working, you're building your career. That's important.
It
no
is
question.
Important.
I was
That's
doing
your
that by your
for.
Age too. But when I was 18, I wouldn't have stayed in. I wouldn't have lived for this pandemic nonsense.
Oh my God, I know.
I would have been in Mexico raging and
yeah.
also really sick. Because
well,
clearly that's what I would have been.
Maybe
out
you
would have
gotten
for.
It and gotten over it and been like, that's it. Now I'm safe. I'm going to go for
it. I don't think it works. Does it work like that? Is it confirmed that
Let's ask the people in Florida, because as far as they're concerned, they're all immune now.
Oh.
I'm like, but only three of you had it. Nah, we don't care. Everything's fine. Everything's open. What do we care? Yeah, some people die, we heard. We don't know any of them, so. I know. It is incredible. And they think that we're, like, afraid and you know.
Chicken.
We're
Lily
really.
Livered.
I got to say.
Yella.
I'm just doing my part for other people. So I don't understand. I don't know how this whole thing turned. Whatever. I shouldn't even say anything. I don't know how this turned political. Actually, I do know how
yeah,
it turned
you do.
Political. But I don't know why people who have been through it forget so fast. How close, you know, my dad was in the hospital for 9 days. You know? He's one of the lucky ones who went to the hospital and got to come back out.
Yeah, and now he's back on his boat with Elvis every day, crushing beers and catching fish.
And immune now. So,
yeah, good for him.
At least for the time being. I have no idea how long that lasts.
Are him and your brother fishing every day? They must be in heaven, right? They're fishing every day.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not seeing those posts, but for sure my brother is, that's all he wants to do. I know he fishes right off his dock. They live on these like little canals. This place is like, I don't know, it's like Foster City, you know, where every house is basically backs up to water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even need to have a boat to do it. I think he's looking at a boat, though. I don't know how he's, whatever. You know what? Live your life, bud.
He's looking at a boat.
Charge it.
Good for him.
Well,
he's going to hit big with that chiropractic program.
I hope so. That'd be great because I'm heavily invested in that.
I know that you are.
I would love for that to work out. Go, John. That would be, to ever see that money again would be huge.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I actually hope it does work out.
Me too. I kid you not. I hope that works out. You know, he's got his ideas and he is working his ass off on it. So fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Anyway, look at the time.
It's time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
Rain on the way, everyone, and yeah. So are
nice though. I like our little time together, you know.
Oh,
it's
this
weird.
Nonsense.
Yeah, this like just the four of us on this Zoom looking at each other, and just it's dark.
Bryn, you're awfully quiet. What's your deal?
It's nothing. Just hanging out, listening to your amazing conversation.
Oh yeah.
Super windy outside. Actually, it's crazy.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, and as you're talking about this Lost 30 here, this is where we kind of warm up and talk about nonsense. The traffic person reached out to me, I think it was a couple of days ago, and was like, hey, is there a reason why the commercial breaks are different during these times? Is it okay if we just put the commercial at 54? And I'm like, no, that's a Sarah and Vinny tradition. We have to make sure that the commercials play at this time at 35
late,
so that we can, you know.
Well, no, because we like to go over the top of the hour. So
mm-hmm.
It's, you know,
right.
So they got to play the two legal stop sets earlier.
Closer together,
that.
And that's a whole client thing. Like, oh, we don't want these clients to be too, anyway.
Well, that's their problem.
Just thought
blah,
about
blah,
you're
blah,
about.
All morning long. Mm-hmm. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. It's going to be a great show today. I can totally tell already. Woo!
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.